You are listening to TUC. Welcome back to the Ultimate Chastity Podcast. Today we're gonna kind of revisit the penectomy versus society aspect of, you know, this thought process, you know, this lifestyle, and exactly where, you know, the struggles are for individuals like myself. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one? Writing one? Getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. Now, I kind of touched base on this, you know, back in April, you know, the battles that individuals have based around, you know, this type of thought process versus what society deems or believes that we're supposed to look at and how we're supposed to view things. And, you know, it was kind of a, you know, touch base, kind of off the top of my head at the time. And, you know, it, for the last, you know, what is it, 6 months now, that since I released that podcast, I've really kind of thought about things and really looked at, you know, where society was and where, you know, the mind frame was versus how things are accepted in this world. Now, the number one thing that I've noticed is, you know, within society, you know, even at a young age, men are, you know, it's pushed, it's pressed, it's thrown into their head that, you know, yeah, you're supposed to use this. You're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to show your man in a relationship and whatnot. And a lot of things within society are 100% based around men. It's based around, you know, men's manhood and whatnot. If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages. And the biggest problem that you run into is, you know, for an individual like myself, where I don't see life from that aspect, that I don't believe that having this object, or, you know, having what they call your manhood, your bulge, your, you know, dong, whatever, you know, your circle has deemed it to be called, I don't feel like that defines your manhood. I don't believe that defines who you are as a man. I don't define that as being a man as far as anything. You know, you can be a man without having that equipment. And it's really come to light within the last few years with, you know, transgenders coming forward, you know, women, well, I guess, you know, they're in their mind, their brain is functioning as a man, but their body is female. So it's really kind of shown over, you know, time that equipment down there or what your body has doesn't define who you are, male, female, and whatnot. And it has become a situation where even now, even with, you know, transgenders coming forward, with all of that, you still have the backlash of the old school thinking of things. And it does make it very difficult for an individual like myself who is pursuing ultimately to, you know, remove an object that society has deemed it's supposed to be there.
If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages.
And this, you know, and this doesn't even include just, you know, wanting to remove your penis. This includes any male that wants to remove their testicles, their scrotum, wants to remove, you know, everything down there, you know, go 100% nullification. You know, for any of us that have this thought process and we have this mindset, you know, society is basically telling us we're wrong. We shouldn't think like that. We shouldn't believe like that. And a lot of times you go and reach out to a psychiatrist or you reach out to your doctor about it, and their first immediate response is, oh, we're going to put you on some medication that'll make you think right. And I've already seen the horror stories in which has happened with some of these individuals with the medication that they've deemed is going to fix our brain cells. One individual I actually was reading, he was on whatever medication it was. I to this day can't remember what the medication was. He told me, but he, you know, was taking the medication as they said, and he remembers just waking up one night to a bloody mess, and he had actually performed the procedure on himself in a blacked out state that he didn't even remember doing it. And he ended up being hospitalized for a few days, in which they did find out that that was actually a side effect of the medication they had prescribed him to help him deal with his desire to castrate himself.
If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages.
Now, over time, I've met individuals who have, you know, gone the route. They've been able to get through all the red tape and all that, and have been able to have the procedure done in a medical setting through a doctor. And most of them, it's all through the same doctor. And a lot of individuals call this, you know, this guy a hack job. He just takes money and does this procedure. He doesn't really give a crap. And whether that's true or not, you know, it's neither here nor there. I've never talked to the individual. I've never talked to the doctor. I've not had interactions with the doctor, as I don't have all this paperwork and I haven't gone through all this red tape to get to that stage. So ultimately, you know, obviously haven't talked to this individual, so I don't know much about him. However, when it comes to all the red tape, a lot of individuals have been able to get through that red tape. They've been able to get overseas and get these procedures done overseas. And, you know, it's the same story from them as well. It's, you know, it's a money grab from these individuals. They don't, you know, it's neither here nor there. It's all hearsay. It's all, you know, their opinion of the doctor or the surgeon they went through. So obviously I'm not going to speak negatively on any medical professional that has done these procedures for anybody, because I've, you know, I don't know the backgrounds. I don't know the stories. I don't know exactly what was going on. However, when it gets down to the gist of things, 90% of the time that I've talked to an individual who has gone through with this procedure, they have actually had it done themselves, in the matter of they did it to themselves or they got a trusted individual to do it for them. And the first situation that I really remember society-wise of, you know, understanding and really understanding where the battle is in this was when it came to light years back with the John Bobbitt, Lorena Bobbitt trial, you know, that she did what she did to him. And when it was all said and done, she ended up not doing any jail time. You know, people were amazed by it, whatnot. You know, I've read the information, read the stories, whatnot. And, you know, it was really the first time that it was brought to light that, you know, this type of thing happened in society and in the world. And over time throughout life, I've found more and more stories of, you know, wives and girlfriends doing this to their significant other. And it's always the same story. They paint the female as the bad guy, or it's been a situation where the individual is cheating on them and they did whatever, or they weren't getting what they wanted, they did it. And it was never a story in which, oh, this individual actually wanted it to be done, and it, you know, something went wrong. It was always, you know, he was drunk, blacked out, drunk, and, you know, this is what happened. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one, writing one, getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. But it has really kind of shown that society has, you know, they focused so heavily on this object. And when I say that, you know, we're in the year 2021, and we're still looking at this procedure as being something that is gender based, or you want to change your gender, and that's why you want to do this. And, you know, I feel as though at this point, medically, as a society, we should be further advanced than that. I mean, we're in a generation now where, you know, we can have elective surgeries to change features on our face. We can change breast size. We can, you know, females can, you know, have, you know, parts down there removed or changed and rejuvenated, as they put it. But as a society, we still look at the removal of a penis as being a bad thing versus an elective thing for an individual who has no desire to have it. And I feel as though, and, like, you know, and when I say this, I want it to be known that this is my opinion. As I, you know, when I say I feel it, this is my opinion, I can see where people would argue left and right that I'm off the wall with this. But I feel that as a society, as a global moving forward, as a medical side of things, as everything has advanced and everything is kind of coming to light, and how we've started to really understand things a little better, that I feel that we should be more advanced when it comes to this. That if you have a male that has, like myself, who has been thinking about this since the age of 9, and I come to you and say, hey, I've been feeling like this since I was 9 years old, I want to electively have this removed, I feel like we should have that right as individuals to have that done. I don't feel like we're not going to live or die if we don't have this object. You know, if we don't have a penis, it's a non-vital organ, as we put it. All it has the purpose of doing is for sex. It's, you know, that's all it's for. It's not like I can't go to the bathroom if I don't have it. It's not like I can't live a happy, fulfilled life without it. And I feel like society wants to force this ideal of, you have to have this object to be a man. You have to have this object to be a human. You have to have this object to fit in with society. And it's now gotten to the point for a lot of individuals that we are finding underground methods to fulfill a desire that society has continuously told us is taboo or off the wall and shouldn't be thought about. Are you looking for your next tattoo? Getting one, writing one, getting it drawn up? Then Insanity Ink Tattoos is the place for you. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Insanity Ink Tattoos. And, you know, as I said earlier, you know, I've had 6 months since the last time I kind of visited this thought process that I've really been able to really think about things and really be able to grasp, you know, what I was thinking about at the time that I may not have been able to portray or convey, as I, you know, I guess is a better word for it, that I wasn't really able to bring every thought that I was having into words at the time. And, you know, I think that part of that was, you know, when I recorded that podcast in April, when I really kind of first touched base on, you know, this desire versus what society's standards were, was more of, you know, the first time I was really kind of understanding with my thought process and where I was versus where some other people were. And, you know, part of it's an internal battle that you're going to have every single day of your life. It's, you're always going to be, you know, fighting with what society tells you you're supposed to see, what society tells you you're supposed to believe, what society tells you is supposed to be inside your head and how you're supposed to view yourself. And when you look in the mirror, this is what you're supposed to see. And, you know, a lot of people are forced to live by that standard because they don't know anything else. They don't know, you know, how to handle anything other than what they're being told and what they're being taught and what they're being forced to believe. And, you know, this goes to every aspect of life and how you view your body, because not only does this affect, you know, somebody like myself who since the age of 9 has had nothing but this great desire to be rid of a penis, but this affects somebody who wants to be rid of their testicles. This affects somebody who has BIID, where they, you know, see themselves as missing a hand or a foot or a finger, or, you know, a woman who has no desire to have her breasts because, you know, she finds them too big or too small or, you know, whatnot. In our society continuously forces, this is the ideal body. This is what the body is supposed to look like. And it affects everything and every aspect of life. And, you know, it's really, really a lot harder for people like myself who obviously, you know, it's a body dysphoria, dysmorphia issue. So, you know, I see my body as not being perfect the way it is, and I want it to be the way in my head, in my mind, is perfect. That's how it should be. And it ultimately does create a aspect and a internal battle within in your own mind. And society just wants to keep, oh, let's just keep forcing medications. Let's keep that. We're going to fix you instead of saying, you know, maybe if we just let you do this, you will be happy with what you see in the mirror.
If you would like to promote or advertise as part of the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, get in hold of us and we will give you our advertisement packages.
But until our medical society, our general society in general, can come to an agreement or come to a balance and really understand each other and understand that everybody doesn't think the same. Everybody doesn't see things the same. Everybody's different. You know, this comes that, you know, like I said earlier and just a minute ago, that we need to come together as a society. We need to come together as humans and understand that not everybody sees themselves the same way. We don't, we just, we'll never be that way. And, you know, this comes to, you know, aspects of the body on, you know, whether you're heavy, slim, have a, you know, the size of your penis, whether you have one or not, whether, you know, you have testicles hanging low, high, you know, have muscle mass, don't have muscle mass, have tattoos, don't have tattoos, big boobs, little boobs, you know, a little bit of extra skin versus not having the extra skin. It's all body image issues that we are being forced at an early age, that we are being forced throughout life to believe that we are not perfect. If we don't fit this perfect model that is being forced down our throat every single time we turn on a TV, every single time we turn on Facebook or Instagram or whatever other social media outlet that you go to. And when I say that, you know, as a tattooer, you know, I'm looking at tattoos all the time. I'm looking at what's out there, what's new, what people are experimenting with. And I see it everywhere I go. There's always a tattooed model that, oh, look it, she's got the perfect body or he's got the perfect body for what society tells you is perfection. And it's forced down our throats to the point that it actually creates depression and anxiety in individuals like myself and others that have the body dysmorphia issues that we do. This segment is brought to you by Visions of Insanity. Check out their music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and more. But with that being where we're at with the society versus, you know, like in this situation, like I'm talking from the aspect of, you know, society versus, you know, penectomies, you know, but this really does kind of touch base on society versus anything that's against the norm. So I guess this is a topic when it comes to where I'm at. I'm trying to keep it to where it's based around where I'm at, my thought process, but this really could, I could probably talk about this for hours. So with that being said, I'm gonna cut it here and I will see you next time. Peace.